siyalambulela ku Studio 7 ngensonto ziku 3 kuNkwenkwezi 2015 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Iningi eliphatheke ngokwethulwa kwembiko lithi intatheli zindaba aziluthakazeleli kangako usuku lwalamuhla olokunanza ukuqakathekiswa kwemisebenzi yentatheli zindaba umhlaba wonke olwe World Press Freedom Day, ngoba intatheli zindaba zilokhu zisebenza ngaphansi kwemithetho elukhuni enqabela ukuthi zisebenze zikhululekile.
Akula omunye umuntu ozakhulula intatheli zindaba ngaphandle kwentatheli zindaba zona ngkwazo. Uma kule mthetho ehlupha intatheli zindaba, intatheli zindaba yizo okumele zime phambili ukulwisa leyo mthetho, ukuxoxa ngendaba ezimayelana lomsebenzi wazo.
Iningi liqhubekela phambili ngokusola amazwi kaMongameli Mugabe ngodaba lokuthi amakhalanga labanye abadabuka eMathebeleland balomkhuba wokuyahlala kwele South Africa lapho abafika bephule khona umthetho walelo lizwe.
Ifena ngabe ungubaba wethu uQotho ngeke ayela abantwana bakhe belamba bebalekela kwamanye ama-countries ebhekile. Ubazama ukuthi fine abantu abambabaleka, let me try and create jobs, maybe those people can stay. Why can't you see ukuthi iZimbabwe is being destroyed? The other people are going to South Africa to build a nation. South Africa, the nation is growing.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Iningi eliphatheke ngokwethulwa kwemibiko lithi intatheli zindaba aziluthakazeleli ilanga lalamuhla elokunanza ukuqakathekiswa kwemisebenzi yentatheli zindaba umhlaba wonke jikelele olo World Press Freedom Day, ngoba zilokhu zisebenza ngaphansi kwemithetho elukhuni enqabela ukuthi intatheli zindaba zisebenze zikhululekile. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lomsekeli kamhleli wephephandaba leNewsday uKholwane Nyathi, yena othi kuyadanisa ukuthi intatheli zindaba ziqhubeka zihlukuluzwa njalo zilahlekelwa imisebenzi ngenxa yomnotho welizwe ongamanga kuhle.
Isimo se-industry okuhanjiswa kwempiwo sibi kakhulu. Lo nyaka siya ku-World Press Freedom Day ngemva kokuvalwa kwamanyuziphepha amathathu ngenxa yomumo wenotho welizwe. Intatheli zindaba eziningi kakhulu eziphelelwe imisebenzi ngemva kokuvalwa kwamanyuziphepha, amanyuziphepha anjengeZimbabwe Mail, The Thousand Eye, ngamanye amakhampani amakhulu anjengeziphepha zeNature ekhumula abantu emsebenzini. Kube sokusithi le simo kulama-journalist amaningi ahlukunyezwe ngamapholisa, zitshaywa ngamapholisa yasemsebenzini.
Esikhathini esidluleyo besibona uhulumende evala ama-newspaper ngokwakhe, kodwa kathesi isizathu sokuvalwa kwalawa owaqambileyo ngumnotho. Singasola uhulumende na ngalokho?
Singasola uhulumende ngoba uhulumende nguye obambe ezomnotho elizwe, nguye okhipha ama-policies yenza ukuthi i-economy yelizwe ihambe. Bona ukuthi konke lokhu bokungekho njalo silomkhuba ukuthi uhulumende akala ama-policies asekele i-media industry eZimbabwe, ngoba even uma sesikhangela i-advertising ama-government institutions kuyalutshwana ukuthi e-advertisele private media, okwenza ukuthi since i-industry ingasekho akusela lapho abantu amanyuziphepha angathola khona i-advertising.
Ulibona liminjani elakusasa le-intatheli zindaba kanye lokwethulwa kwezindaba elizweni?
Isikhathi aliqindisi, as long i-economy ingasebenzi, as long abantu bengelamsebenzi yokuthenga ama-newspaper lokuthenga ama-license, ama-registration, la makhampani engelamali yoku-advertise, isimo sikhanya sizakuba nzima kakhulu sisiya phambili.
Umnumzana Kholwane Nyathi umsekeli kamhleli wephephandaba le-Newsday, sixoxelaye eseHarare. Ukusenjalo, intatheli zindaba yethu Mavis Gama ukhulume labantu abachiyeneyo ukuze sizwe imbono yabo ngodaba lokunanzwa kwemisebenzi yentatheli zindaba.
Ngcwethi labaphatheke kwezokuthapha izindaba eZimbabwe bathi kasikho isizathu sokuluthakazelela lolu suku ngenxa yalokho okwenzakala elizweni, okubalisa ukungazinikeli kukahulumende ukuguqula imithetho engumgoqo ekusebenzeni kwentatheli zindaba. Zisola njalo le ndlela uhulumende atholisa ngayo amalayisensi wokusungula imisakazo lamaphephandaba, njengoba kukhanya kukhangelwa abebandla linye lezombusazwe njalo kungabantu abangelalwazi olweneleyo ngokuphathwa kwamankampani okwethulela uZulu izindaba. Bathi kunje iningi lalamankampani esevalwa ngemva kwesikhatshana okuchiya intatheli zindaba ziselangeni kusengezelela inhlupho zazo zokuphila ngokwethulwa izindaba ngoba emalutshwana amankampani azikhiphayo lezo ndaba kusenqabela ukwethulwa kwemibono ehlukeneyo okungumbono osekelwe ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso ekhankasela amalungelo entatheli zindaba Aya Media Institute of Southern Africa, Misa Zimbabwe, umnumzana Nhlanhla Ngwenya.
Sikubona thina bekungamabomo, benza njengamabomo ukuthi bengalungisisa imithetho leyo ngoba bayazi ukuthi uma intatheli zindaba nxa zengabhala ngalokho abangakuthandiyo, kulula kibo ukuthi besibuyele bethebenzele umthetho ukwenqabela ukuthi kubhalwe abangakuthandiyo. So imithetho leyo bayekela nje bayichiya ngamabomo ukwenzela ukuthi beyisebenze uma nxa sebefuna. Ukuthi bengayisula okwamanje abasoze bebelala ithuba lokuhlukumeza intatheli izindaba.
Laye uNgwenya ukhala ngemithetho elukhuni athi kudala yesulwa kwamanye amazwe ngoba kumgceke ukuba iyimigoqo ekusebenzeni kwentatheli izindaba.
Inhlupho zentatheli izindaba intatheli izindaba zivame ukuzibalekela. Akula omunye umuntu ozakhulula intatheli izindaba ngaphandle kwentatheli izindaba zona ngkwazo. Uma kule mthetho ehlupha intatheli izindaba yizo kumele zibe zime phambili ukulwisa leyo mthetho. Intatheli izindaba yizo kumele zime phambili ukuxoxa ngendaba ezimayelana lomsebenzi wazo. Uzathola ukuthi impi report ilaka lezinye izahluko ezingathi ziyazilozingasola lapha lalapha ya. Kodwa zikhona ezinye izahluko ezikhuluma kakuhle ngokuthi imithetho yonke le ngibalisile ngaphambili. Isulwe ngoba okusala uhulumende ngalithatha ireport le athi yena namhlanje alungisa imithetho ngime phezwe kwereport leli kulesahluko ongavumelani lazo awuzula umuntu ozamsola kumele sizisole thina abasebenzelana leze media la kuthatha izindaba ukuthi azange senze umsebenzi wethu ngemfanelo
unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba elizweni eZimbabwe Union of Journalists umnumzana Foster Dongosi uthi ukugunyulwa kwentatheli izindaba kuyengezelela inhlupho eziphazamisa imikhankaso yokulwela ukusebenza kwazo zikhululekile kanye lokuthi zithole iholo elingcono.
Yikho kwenza sibe lomcabango ukuthi nxa uhulumende etholisa abantu laba ama license ukuthi babe lamaphephandaba kumele ahlolisise ukuthi balesimo yini kumbe baqinile inokuthi bangenelisa ukuthi baqhashe lokuholisa intatheli izindaba hathi ukuthi baphambula abantu bese bekweminye imisebenzi bebaqhatsha bacune sebeswele imali yokuthi bahole
umnumzana Jeffrey Moyo ngomunye intatheli izindaba esebenzela eHarare Umoyo ukhala ngesimo esingasihle esilemithetho elukhuni ebangela imigoqo ekusebenzeni kwakhe njengentatheli izindaba ezimeleyo. Umoyo uthi zingazinikelanga ukuyiguqula leyo mithetho eyimigoqo ekusebenzeni kwentatheli izindaba inkokheli zikahulumende iningi kungabe bandla elibusayo leZANU-PF.
Abanye abantu abathungameli bethu abaningi kakhulu abakuZANU-PF bangenwa lomoya lo ukuthi thina salwela izwe ilizwe leli akumelanga vele kuphume ezinye izinto ezioppose anything that they think bacabanga ukuthi yonke into ephumayo kumele ihambelane neZANU-PF ngoba sebesenza njalo sokucina sokuphazamisa esithi yona i-press freedom. Vele kafuni ukuthi kube ne-press freedom ngoba yena uyakwazi ukuthi balezinto abazifuna ukuziyenza zona ukuthi bengafuni ukuthi ziphume emaphepheni.
Ingcwethi ebona ngemithetho ephathelane lokusebenza kwezisebenzi elizweni zithi isimo seZimbabwe yisibonelo sokungaqakathekiswa kwemisebenzi yokuthapha izindaba elizweni yikho amankampani ezindaba amaningi evalwa. Lonyaka lolu suku loqakathekiswa kwemisebenzi yentatheli izindaba umhlaba wonke lunazwa ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Let Journalism Thrive Towards Better Reporting, Gender Equality and Safety in the Digital Age. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Dama.
Leba laleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave la kushortwave 4930. 12080 la ku 15775 kilohertz. Lila kunjalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Okwamanje sengilichiya ezandleni zikantungameli inkomo we Studio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labatsha.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama ngontungameli inkomo. Lamhlanje ngixoxa loJabulile Nleya odabuka eSanzukwe ePlumtree kodwa osebenza eSouth Africa. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Jabu.
Okay, ngiyabonga kwamukela kuhlelo.
Uchisekile kakhulu ngamazwi kaMongameli Mgabe phezu kwabantu besikhalangeni athi benza imisebenzi yobusela eSouth Africa. Kungani?
Ubamgabe amazwi akhe awakhulumile akawakhuluma ngendlela ekahle. Ukwakhipha kwakhe ukhuluma as if oppressor the Khalange people and the Ndebeles. Because yena vele the way asho ngakhona amazwi akhe ingathi yena uyagxeka ukuba yithi youth. He doesn't care ukuthi thina sifila kanjani. He doesn't care ukuthi, he doesn't even like abuze ukuthi why did the youth leave Zimbabwe and go to various countries. He never cared ukuthi maybe at least to try and create jobs for the youth so that youth won't leave Zimbabwe and go somewhere else. Kuzwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi umuntu like uyi-leader yasekhaya bese Zimbabwe uyozokhuluma izinto ezingayakhi i-nation but izinto ezibhidliza i-nation. That is not so cool.
Nxa elalele uMgabe egathe sijabu mazwibano ongawaqondisa kuye.
Mina amazwi engawalahlela kubaba uMgabe njengomongameli wami ngithi, President, please, if ever you don't like the Khalanga people and the Ndebele people, don't show it to the nation. Keep it inside you. Just try and build the nation. And just build the nation to go back to where it was. From before, Tinasati Salwa, Zimbabwe, it was a very good country. Since Tinasi youth, but we ran away and went to South Africa to seek for jobs. Which those jobs we were never given a chance to. We were never given them. We never had a chance to be given them. Of course, we studied in Zimbabwe, but would like our knowledge, I think it was just used or went to the drain for nothing. So please, Mr. President, try and build the nation, not to destroy the nation. Because manje amashona namaNdebele, they separate because of him. Yena uya separate a nation, he doesn't build the nation. If only can do like other countries are doing, they don't separate the people. And yena we cause of my masisiyabheka, we cause xenophobia in South Africa. Because yena makafika ngalutho amakhalanga abalekele South Africa. And then mase South Africa baqosha amaZimbabwe and back to. So yena manje he doesn't want to accept those khalangas back home. Ufuna siphephele kuphi ezabantwana bakhe. That's all I can say to ubaba uMgabe.
Uthi njalo abantu beMathebeleland bahamba eSouth Africa ngokuthanda, hatshi ukuthi baswela imisebenzi elizweni.
Matabeleland, yes, some of them they can go to South Africa betand, but some of them they go because of Sisimo that says Zimbabwe. Yeah, but Baba was engine, Ushalinda Bandaba Kubelam, but the economy is falling down because of one person. If an Arabung Baba took out, yeah, Yella Bandaba Kubelam, but they rally Yella Wamayama countries, Epegis. Obazam was okay, fine. Abandaba Baba left. Let me try and create jobs. Maybe those people can stay. Abandaba Ningabelamas in South Africa, they are teachers, they are nurses, and those people are coming this side to build in South Africa. Those people are teaching in South Africa to build the nation of South Africa. But you know, why can't you see what Zimbabwe is being destroyed? The other people are going to South Africa to build a nation. South Africa, the nation is growing bigger and bigger and healthy with people from Zimbabwe. How does he feel about that?
Wena use South Africa, ekhaya usuke ngokuthanda na?
Ekhaya ngisuke ngokuthanda ngisiyavakasha South Africa. Ngafika South Africa ngabona indawo enhle ngahlala. Ngithe mangibele ekhaya cause behamba ngama holiday. Ngithe mangibele ekhaya so ngiyofuna umsebenzi ozawutholakala ekhaya. Then I have to come back to South Africa. Ngizosebenza. Manje I'm growing South Africa. At the same time I'm earning a living in South Africa. Ekhaya kithi ngisuke in 2005. Just imagine ngabe kuthiwa kithi benhle from 2005 doing something different. Ngabe ilizwe lakithi with people like me. Ngabe the country is growing. Ngabe the country is very like it's something something else now. We shouldn't be growing South Africa instead of growing our own country.
Siya bonga jabo ungaphosa amazwi okugcina.
Mina amazwi okugcina ngithi to my fellow Khalangazi and to my fellow Ndebeleans, shine guys, keep your jobs in South Africa and rise with the nation as a South Africa. I know ukuthi we suffering from xenophobia, but don't just keep your faith, everything will be fine. Sinoba bethu mgabe siyamxolela asimbophelanga izinhliziyo kodwa akazami ukuthabe ngubaba wethu akasiprotect. Protect us, Mr. President. Don't let the wolves eat us. Just protect us. Because other countries, that's wow. Children from Zimbabwe are suffering everywhere. If you go to any countries, you find the Zimbabweans, you find the Belize, you find Kalagas everywhere. Because they're trying to make a living. The life that they can't get in Zimbabwe, we're trying to make it somewhere in the other countries. So to my fellow Zimbabweans, to my fellow Kalangas, to my fellow Ndebeleans, I love you guys. Just rise and shine. Keep working in South Africa or in any part of the world. Don't care which one. We know what you want in our lives. We know what we're striving for in our lives. Even if we can grow the country of South Africa, but you know what, what do we really need in our lives? We're making a living and we're going to make it in life. Thank you so much.
Lilalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo ngixoxa loJabulile Nleya odabuka eSanzukwi ePlumtree kodwa osebenza kwele South Africa. Asidibaneni kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo. Lilale.
Sibonge uNtungameli Nkomo obesethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labatsha. Ngesizwe umculo wabanqobi besithi elindela.
Usibalekela umnyama sibalekela kumnyama
sibalekela umnyama sibalekela kumnyama South Africa uhlangabezana ngenduku. Besithatha besifake elindela.
Usibalekela umnyama sibalekela kumnyama
sibalekela umnyama sibalekela kumnyama South Africa uhlangabezana ngenduku. Besithatha besifake elindela.
Usikwenzeni nambeki siwenzeni ngqakula
siwenzeni nambeki siwenzeni ngqakula South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku. Besithatha besifake elindela.
Usikwenzeni nambeki siwenzeni ngqakula
siwenzeni nambeki siwenzeni ngqakula South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku. Besithatha besifake elindela. Ithabombele ngabe siwenzeni na.
Asonanga muntu asibulalanga muntu
asonanga muntu asibulalanga muntu South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku. Besithatha besifake elindela. Ithabombele ngabe
kuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilazo. Iningi eliphatheke ngokwethulwa kwembiko lithi intatheli zindaba ziluthakazeleli kangako ilanga lalamuhla elokunanza ukuqakathekiswa kwemisebenzi yazo umhlaba wonke olo World Press Freedom Day ngoba zilokhu zisebenza ngaphansi kwemithetho elukhuni enqabela ukuthi zisebenze zikhululekile. Iningi liqhubekela phambili ngokusola amazwi kaMongameli Mgabe ngodaba lokuthi amakhalanga labanye abadabuka eMathebeleland balomkhuba wokuyahlala kwele South Africa lapho abafike bephule khona umthetho walelo lizwe. Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngosithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC. Asidibaneni njalo ukusasa.
Listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.